Chapter 8. Sharing the road safely. A. Sharing the road with large trucks. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, warns that big trucks are 4 times more likely than vehicles to get into collisions. Trucks are less maneuverable than vehicles and also come with far bigger blind spots. The following are 3 major blind spots for truck drivers. 1. The front of the truck. 2. The left and right front sides. 3. Behind the truck. If the truck is pulling a trailer, the blind spot is over 50 feet long. It is up to you to avoid the blind spots, also known as no zones. Be sure not to cruise into a truck's right side. If you find yourself in that position, pull ahead or fall back quickly. As you do, grip the steering wheel firmly, especially if narrow lanes force you to drive close to the truck. The airflow between the two vehicles may tend to draw them together unless you are on guard. It is just as important never to tailgate. Tailgating can be fatal, especially if the vehicle ahead is a semi-tractor trailer. Stay at least 50 feet back if you expect the driver to see you. You know you have enough distance behind a truck or semi-tractor trailer when you can see the side view mirrors of the truck you are following. Always be aware of your position to a semi-trailer in city driving as these large vehicles make wide turns. Be alert for the lights and markings on all large vehicles. B. Night driving. Using your headlights. It is more dangerous to drive at night than in the daytime because you cannot see as far ahead at night. The law requires motorists to turn their headlights on when driving from sunset to sunrise, anytime you cannot see 500 feet ahead of you, and when windshield wipers are in use as a result of rain, sleet, snow, etc. When bad weather has reduced visibility during the daytime, you must turn on your headlights. The law requires that you use your low-beam headlights during bad weather conditions such as snow, rain, and fog or whenever there are conditions that reduce visibility. In these situations, high beams may reflect off the snow, rain, or fog in the air and shorten the distance you can see. The back license plate on your vehicle must be lighted so it can be seen and read at least 60 feet from the back of the vehicle. Dimming your headlights. 500/200 rule of dimming headlights. When driving a motor vehicle on the open highway at night, you should dim your high-beam headlights when meeting or following another vehicle. Dim your high-beam headlights promptly at a distance of at least 500 feet ahead when approaching another vehicle. When following another vehicle at a distance of 200 feet or less, dim your high-beam headlights so that they will not distract or blind the driver ahead. Approaching headlights. To avoid being temporarily blinded by approaching headlights, glance at the right edge of the roadway, or fog line. The white line on the right side of most roadways, until the bright lights have gone by and your vision has returned to normal. Motorists who stare into oncoming vehicles' headlights or rear-view mirror light will experience temporary blindness as their body regains sight from the glare. This temporary blindness time is known as glare recovery time. Motorists tend to experience the same effects from bright sunlight as well. The practice of looking to the side of the roadway helps with glare and allows you to detect pedestrians who may be walking close to the edge of the road. C. Pedestrians. Drivers must watch carefully for pedestrians. Many collisions are the result of pedestrians not paying attention or entering traffic carelessly. Drivers who fail to yield the right of way or do not use caution when pedestrians are present cause many collisions. Consider the following suggestions for pedestrian safety. Drive slowly and remain alert in any areas where there are pedestrians present. Watch for pedestrians who are walking against a red light, stepping into traffic from between parked vehicles, and crossing in locations where there is not a marked crosswalk. Even in situations where pedestrians cross the street carelessly, the driver must always yield. Use caution when children are playing in or near the street. Children often move quickly and do not check for traffic. Use caution in the presence of elderly pedestrians. They may not be alert to the dangers of traffic situations. They tend to move slowly and their reaction time is slow in traffic situations. Do not stop to pick up hitchhikers at any time. Pedestrians must also realize the dangers of walking in traffic and should be aware of the following safety rules and suggestions. Always obey, walk, and, don't walk, signals. If facing a yellow or red light, cross only if a walk signal is showing. When there are sidewalks, pedestrians should not walk on or along the highway. If there are no sidewalks, pedestrians should walk on the left side of the road facing traffic. Use crosswalks. The main purpose of crosswalks is to encourage pedestrians to cross only at certain locations where crossing can be made safely. Any intersection of public roads constitutes a legal crosswalk whether it is marked or not. When walking at dusk or at night, pedestrians should wear light-colored or reflective clothing. D. Blind pedestrians. Use extra caution when approaching a blind or low-vision pedestrian. Pedestrians who are blind or have low vision often use a white cane or a guide dog to assist them traveling along or across a street. Fines for failing to yield to blind or low-vision pedestrian may result in a fine up to $1,000. When a pedestrian using a white cane or a guide dog is crossing or attempting to cross the street ahead of you, you must bring your vehicle to a complete stop before arriving at the intersection and yield the right of way to the pedestrian. Pedestrians who are blind or have low vision use the sound of traffic, including your engine, as a guide in determining when it is safe to cross a street, so never assume they will expect you to make a right turn on a red light at an intersection after stopping. Always be alert for pedestrians who are blind or have low vision, particularly if you are driving an electric or hybrid vehicle that is quieter than most other vehicles on the road. E. School buses. If red lights are flashing on the school bus, the law requires that motorists approaching from either direction come to a full stop and remain stopped until the bus's red lights no longer flash. This requirement applies not only on public highways but also on private roads and in parking lots. A fine of up to $300 and/or suspension of your driver's license for a period up to 30 days will be imposed for the first violation of this law. Penalties increase for subsequent violations. Motorists do not have to stop for the flashing red lights of the school bus when the bus is opposite your vehicle on a divided highway. A divided highway is any roadway with a jersey barrier, grass, guardrail, trees, water, etc. between the lanes of travel in opposite directions. There is no need to stop your vehicle if a school bus is in a loading zone. F. Bicycle riders. Bicycle riders are given the same rights and must obey the same laws as drivers of motor vehicles. In addition, they should follow these rules. Bicycle riders should ride as close to the right of the road as they can do safely. They should only cross the lane of vehicle travel to make a left turn. No more than two bicycles may ride side by side. When there is a safe bicycle path near the roadway, riders should use the path rather than the road. Any person 15 years of age or younger riding a bicycle or a passenger on a bicycle on a public highway, bicycle path, or other public right-of-way must wear a certified bicycle helmet. Bicyclists have a legal right to ride on the roadway. Under Rhode Island law, a bicycle is considered a vehicle with equal rights and responsibilities as other vehicles on the road. Bicyclists are transportation users as well as motorists and deserve respect. They are more vulnerable to injury than those in an automobile, so motorists must drive especially carefully when bicyclists are present. Motor vehicle drivers must be alert and cautious for bicycle riders in or near the roadway. Share the road with bicyclists. Rhode Island General Law, RIGL Section 31196. Bicycles to right of road. Every person operating a bicycle upon a roadway shall ride as near to the right side of the roadway as practicable, exercising due care when passing a standard vehicle or one proceeding in the same direction except where official traffic control devices, signs or pavement markings, specifically direct bicyclists to do otherwise. Road hazards not easily seen by automobile drivers or trucks may hamper a bicyclist or cause them to crash. These hazards could include potholes, glass, litter, storm grates, and railroad crossings, as well as open doors of parked vehicles. Any of these items could cause a bicyclist to move into your path or to slow down. Give bicyclists plenty of clearance on the street so they will have room to move around these hazards. Bicyclists should travel in the same direction as the rest of traffic. Automobiles must yield to bicyclists in the same way as for other types of vehicles. Look for signs that a bicyclist is inexperienced, such as whether the bicyclist is riding in a smooth and straight manner or weaving, wobbling, and riding against traffic without a helmet. Give such bicyclists plenty of room. Shared lane markings. Have you seen this road marking? Well, be aware. They have been installed on some local and state roadways over the past few years. The road marking in the picture is a shared lane marking. What does the road marking mean? What purpose does it serve? The points below explain the purpose of the shared lane markings. Assist bicyclist with lateral positioning in a shared lane with on-street parallel parking in order to reduce the chance of a bicyclist's impacting the door of a parked vehicle. Assist bicyclist with lateral positioning in lanes that are too narrow for a motor vehicle and a bicycle to travel side by side within the same traffic lane. Alert road users of the lateral location bicyclists are likely to occupy within a traveled way. Encourage safe passing of bicyclists by motorists. Reduce the incidence of wrong-way bicycling. 7 things to know when sharing the road with bicyclists. 1. When passing cyclists, leave adequate space and be aware of road surface conditions like potholes, puddles, or debris which may force cyclists to move further left than usual. Don't blast your horn as you approach a cyclist, as the loud noise can startle them and cause them to swerve. Avoid talking on a cell phone, text messaging, or being otherwise distracted when approaching or passing a bicyclist. Avoid driving or swerving into bicycle lanes. 2. When approaching or passing a bicycle, be prepared to stop suddenly if a person enters the driver's lane. In bad weather, give bicyclists extra trailing and passing room like you would give other motorists. Allow as much clearance as possible, 3 to 5 feet, when passing to prevent contact with a bicyclist, and be prepared to stop suddenly if the person were to fall into the driver's lane. 3. When a road is too narrow for cars and bicycles to travel safely side by side, be prepared to slow down or stop when the bicyclists ahead of you takes the travel lane, for example, proceeds in the center of the road. 4. Do not pass bicyclists if oncoming traffic is near. Wait until there are no oncoming automobiles before you pass. After you have passed a bicyclist, do not slow down or stop quickly directly in front of them. 5. When turning left at an intersection, yield to oncoming bicyclists just as you would to an oncoming motorist. 6. Before turning right at an intersection or driveway, check for bicyclists on your right or behind you who are continuing straight ahead. 7. Look behind you for a cyclist approaching your parked car before you open the door into a traffic lane. Driving on roads with bicycle lanes. In Rhode Island, bicycle lanes on the road are clearly marked with a solid white line, with the words bicycle lane and include bicycle symbols. Do not drive in a bicycle lane. You may cross a bicycle lane when you are turning a corner or entering or leaving an alley, private road, or driveway. Yield to bicyclists in a bicycle lane or on a sidewalk before you turn into the lane or sidewalk. Watching for children on bicycles. Children cannot see things out of the corner of their eyes as well as adults, and cannot judge the speed and distance of oncoming vehicles. They lack a sense of danger and believe adults will look out for them. Always reduce speed and use extra caution when children are in the vicinity, particularly in school zones. Dooring. Dooring is when the driver or passenger carelessly opens the door of a parked or stopped vehicle and collides with a passing cyclist. Every passenger of a stopped or parked vehicle should check their surroundings before opening the door of a vehicle. According to Rhode Island General Laws Section 31211, opening vehicle doors, no person shall open the door of a motor vehicle on the roadways, streets, or highways of this state, available to moving traffic, unless and until it is reasonably safe to do so, and can be done without interfering with the movement of other traffic, including pedestrians and bicycles on sidewalks, shoulders, or bicycle lanes. No person shall leave a door open on the side of a vehicle available to moving traffic, including pedestrians and bicycles on sidewalks, shoulders, or bicycle lanes, for a period of time longer than necessary to load or unload passengers. Any person violating the provisions of this section shall be fined as provided in Section 31-41.1-4. Additional bicycling information to know. Rhode Island's Department of Transportation, RIDOT, Bike RI website, http://www.re.gov/community/bikeri/index.php/navigation. Rhode Island General Laws, RIGL, Section 31 to 19 Operation of Bicycles. http://webserver.ryland.state.re.us/statutes/title31/31-19/index. HTM. Rhode Island General Laws, RIGL, Section 3 of January 31 Types of Vehicles. http://webserver.ryland.state.re.us/statutes/title31/31-1/31-1-3. HTM. Rhode Island General Laws, RIGL, Section 31.15.18 Passing, Use of Lanes, and Rules of the Road. http://webserver.ryland.state.re.us/statutes/title31/31-15/31-15-18. HTM. G. Aggressive driving. In its broadest sense, aggressive driving can refer to any incident in which an angry or impatient motorist or passenger intentionally injures or hits or attempts to injure or hurt another motorist, passenger, or pedestrian, in response to a traffic dispute or grievance. Incidences of aggressive driving cases have increased each year in the United States. As the driver of a motor vehicle, keep calm in traffic, be patient and courteous to other drivers, and avoid unsafe driving habits that can endanger or anger other motorists. Be aware of behaviors that have resulted in violence in the past. 1. Blocking the passing lane, not yielding to someone wishing to pass. 2. Tailgating, riding too close to the vehicle in front of you. 3. Making angry or obscene gestures. 4. Honking your horn repeatedly. 5. Taking more than one parking space or bumping another vehicle while parking. 6. Using high beam headlights in heavy traffic areas. 7. Blocking traffic to speak to a passerby or people in another vehicle. 8. Cutting off another vehicle so that it cannot merge, pass, exit, or make a turn. 9. Assuming that an apparently aggressive act was deliberate. To avoid becoming an aggressive driver. 1. Take breaks on long drives. 2. Focus on your driving and not on the problems of your day. 3. Be comfortable and relaxed when you drive. 4. Avoid all alcohol use before driving. 5. Avoid eye contact with a hostile or angry driver. 6. Do not drive when you are angry, upset, or overtired. To avoid becoming a victim of aggressive driving. 1. Do not react to any form of aggressive driving. 2. Avoid speeding up, braking or swerving suddenly, or making eye contact with other drivers. 3. If a driver continues to hassle or follow you, drive to the nearest police station or busy place to get help. 4. Lock your doors whenever you enter or leave your vehicle. 5. When stopped in traffic, leave enough room to pull out from behind the vehicle you are following. 6. If someone tries to get into your automobile, sound your horn or auto alarm. 7. Avoid a fight at all costs. 8. Do not carry any sort of weapon. If an aggressive driver challenges you, take a deep breath and get out of the way, even if you think you are right. You don't want to be dead right. Save your energy and your life for something worthwhile.